morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, September 17th. You'll be interested to know. 116 years ago, today in 1899, the first Howard flight of the North American X-15 rocket plane took place at Edwards Air Force Base in California, marking a triumphant leap in human aerospace achievement. This inspiring milestone, celebrated as a bold stride in aviation and space exploration, showcases the power of human ingenuity, perseverance, and the quest to soar beyond our earthly bounds. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking fair with waves around 2 to 4 feet. Conditions clean up by 11 with waves bumping to 3+ feet. The wind is onshore at 5 miles per hour, dropping to 1 mile per hour by noon. Expect the wind to shift sideshore later in the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 4 p.m. with a 4-foot incoming mid-tide when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the sideshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 4.5 feet just before 8 a.m., followed by a 2.5-foot low tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday features clean conditions with 3+ feet waves throughout the day, while winds remain light. Friday sees a slight decrease to 2 to 3 feet, maintaining clean conditions in the morning, but becoming choppy by afternoon. Saturday continues the trend with 2 to 3 feet waves, but conditions deteriorate into choppy as the day progresses, making Thursday the standout day for surf. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 72 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:53, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:36. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today, with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and a high near 73, along with a light west wind. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with likely showers and thunderstorms, a low around 70, and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, showers and thunderstorms are likely on Thursday, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 73. A chance of showers and thunderstorms continues Thursday night with a low around 70. Friday brings a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 5 p.m. with partly sunny skies and a high near 72. Expect patchy fog Friday night with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 68. Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 71. Saturday night remains mostly cloudy with a low around 69. On Sunday, look for partly sunny skies and a high near 73. Sunday night will stay mostly cloudy with a low around 70. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego City Council has voted to raise the minimum wage for hospitality workers to $25 an hour, phased in over several years. The measure passed unanimously, despite opposition from business owners concerned about its impact on the tourism industry. Councilman Sean Elo Rivera stated that the arguments against the wage increase fell flat, emphasizing that there are already winners in the current system. The new wage will affect hotels, amusement parks, and event centers, with specific increases set for each year until 2030. Exemptions exist for certain entities like San Diego State University and the San Diego Zoo. Now on to sports. Los Angeles Rams head coach Sean McVay suffered an injury during his team's victory over the Tennessee Titans. He tore his plantar fascia while coaching from the sideline in the Rams' 33-19 win on Sunday in Nashville. McVay revealed this on his Coach McVay show yesterday. The injury does allow for quicker healing, according to him. At 39, McVay remains the youngest coach in NFL history to win a Super Bowl. His career record stands at 90 wins and 57 losses. He is now preparing for a high-stakes game against the Philadelphia Eagles. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Citi Field in New York, the Padres lost to the Mets 8-3. Brett Beatty hit a two-run homer in a five-run first inning for the Mets, who were led on the mound by winning pitcher Manaea with five innings pitched and only one run allowed. For the Friars, King took the loss after three innings, giving up eight runs. The Padres finished with seven hits and zero errors, leaving four runners on base. The Padres' new record stands at 82-69. This afternoon, the Padres clash again with the Mets at Citi Field in New York for Game 2 of this three-game series. Nick Pivetta is 13-5 with a 2.73 earned run average and faces David Peterson, who is 9-5 with a 3.77. First pitch is at 4:10 under partly cloudy skies with a temperature of 68 degrees. In top news, you can get a flu shot too early, and there is a sweet spot for the biggest impact and level of protection. Doctors say that timing is important, and it is best to aim for a specific window this fall. Right now is generally considered too early for a flu shot, as the protection may wane before the season ends. Most Americans under the age of 65 will receive a trivalent vaccine, while those 65 and older should get a quadrivalent vaccine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention usually recommends getting vaccinated by Halloween for optimal protection. In business news, Cathie Wood has sold $10,800,000 of popular artificial intelligence stock. Chief of ARK Investment Management frequently adjusts her top positions, adding to a holding when the stock falls and selling when it rises. This strategy has paid off in the recent market boom, with her funds riding the wave of high-growth stocks. Most recently, Wood has been cashing out of Tempus AI to lock in gains. Despite a volatile year, the ARK Innovation Exchange traded fund is up more than 40% year-to-date. Wood's investment strategy focuses on emerging high-tech companies, including artificial intelligence and blockchain technology. Over the past 10 years, the ARK Innovation Exchange-Traded Fund has wiped out $7 billion in investor wealth. Still, Wood has been optimistic about the market, dismissing recession predictions. Recently, Wood's ARK funds trimmed her stake in Tempus AI, selling shares for five consecutive trading days. Tempus has surged 158% year-to-date, aided by strong earnings and a positive outlook. Despite the trim, Tempus AI remains one of ARK's largest stakes, ranking as the fifth biggest holding. Wood believes healthcare is the most underappreciated application of artificial intelligence. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $116,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just over $4,500. And XRP is up 0.5% to $3.01. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Two former Google DeepMind researchers have secured $5 million in seed funding for their new company, HiVerge, which aims to democratize access to advanced algorithms. The funding round was led by Flying Fish Ventures, with participation from Aran Innovation Capital and Alpha Intelligence Capital. HiVerge's platform, called Hive, uses artificial intelligence to generate and test novel algorithms for vital business processes. While large companies develop bespoke algorithms, smaller firms have relied on off-the-shelf software. The Hive system promises to discover superior algorithms that human data scientists might overlook. HiVerge plans to expand its team and make its technology accessible through cloud marketplaces. And in entertainment news, in Good Fortune, Keanu Reeves plays an angel named Gabriel, who oversteps his duties to help a struggling gig economy worker named Arj, played by Aziz Ansari in his feature directing debut. This film offers a fun homage to late 20th century high concept movies, exploring themes of wealth and success, while also addressing the struggles of those in the working class. The story takes unexpected turns, showcasing a comedic critique of contemporary capitalism, as Gabriel learns about life from Arj and his experiences. Despite its predictable plot, Good Fortune surprises with its heartfelt moments and relatable commentary on modern life. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and humorist, Mark Twain. And he said, "The secret of getting ahead is getting started, emphasizing the importance of taking the first step in any endeavor." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.